necessary, because I was already present. I think on the 27 minutes.
You are reflected as present.
Yes.
And then?
Apologies says apologize, but anyway, is it necessary? Maybe on the basis that the meeting started already being there, maybe that shouldn't stay, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Only that one.
You were there when the meeting started? Okay. But you must just say so. I want to make a correction. I was there when the meeting started. We are on page 1 of the report, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Honorable Chan.
I just want to understand what is point 4.1.3, Shakuma. What is this? Just can somebody remind me again, what is it?
The Chakuma is a project that we visited in Limpopo, where there were many people that are selling along the road, the market. Page 5, Honorable Chan and Honorable Matal.
Well, I'm sorry, I thought maybe somebody will talk to 4.1.2 on page 5. The first, that sentence, I don't know whether when you read it, it says what we want to say there. It says the underperformance of the department as depicted in both quotas and mitigation plans. And it ends there. It seems like it wanted to say something, but it didn't say it. So I thought if we can say what we wanted to say that so that the centers can say something.
I understand it as it is, because it is an observation. Read it from 4. On deliberation, members of the committee welcome presentations and commended the manner of reporting. However, observed the following. 1. The underperformance of the department is depicted in both quotas and mitigation plans, full stop.
The observation and the department 4.1, the underperformance of the department as depicted in both quarters. And the mitigation plans. I don't know whether it must say there, but I'm just saying without the when it says and mitigation plans, I don't know, but anyway, if you understand it, it's fine. I just said I observed that sentence, and it might be me who is a problem.
You are not a problem. You are reading it from a person who was not part of the meeting, from a perspective of a person who was not part of the meeting, because that person would then ask herself or himself, mitigating plans of what? And then the person who is in a meeting understands that it's the mitigating plans of the department, which then means the sentence is incomplete, as you rightfully say. Honorable Chan? Okay. King?
Page 6, Chair.
We're not supposed to say to put was.
Okay.
Honorable Chan?
Page 6, 5.3.1. I think that we need to change the wording a little bit in line 4. The committee raised a concern on CIFA plans for fourth revolution. I think that fourth industrial revolution, is that what you're referring to?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth revolution.
Fourth industrial.
Collection plan. And
yeah.
Then next line, in response, CIFA indicated that in preparation for fourth revolution. I think you're referring to the Industrial Revolution, is that right?
Yes.
Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Yes. CIFA plan. Line 4. Did you get it, Tim? Okay. Can we then have a mover and a seconder for the minutes to be adopted? Honorable Aba.
Yes, Chair. I move that the minutes be adopted with amendments.
Honorable Kruger. The Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development has adopted the minutes of a meeting which was held on the 27th of February 2019 with the amendment. Thank you. The next set of minutes. Wednesday, the 6th of March. Do you need to read them through? Are we done? Do we need more time to go through the minutes of the 6th of March? Are we at them? Done. Okay. Can we go to the minutes then? On page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Honorable Chan.
Chair, section 3.1, I think it's the 7th line. She detailed inter alia the full extent of irregularities. I don't think that's correct. She didn't detail the full extent of the irregularities. That's the point of the objections of the committee. We didn't actually hear what those problems were. She didn't go into the content of the report at all. She just referred to the fact that there were irregularities being investigated without going into the details.
I agree with you, she did not, because she was also a parliamentary liaison officer. So she has no in-depth information. Page 4.
Sorry, Chair, because I'm trying to make a correction. So the scope, she... Because the letter was telling about what was the scope, and it's only
just take that section out. In other words, she detailed, take out inter alia the full extent of irregularities. Just take that out. It's out of focus, I can't read it.
She detailed inter alia the scope of the investigation.
Yes, that's
which
fine.
Among others focus on the objectives.
That's fine.
Page 4, page 5, page 6. On page 6, the second paragraph from the bottom, and the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, line number 8, which starts with officials from COCTA had instead had. We need to delete one of those, the head. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I also think that there is an omission of the observation that was made by Parliament when the SANACO and NAXA presented the role that was played by the Department of Small Business, that after the meeting of the 18th of November, the department facilitated negotiations between SANACO and NAXA, which was not the mandate of that meeting. We never, that initiative by the department actually caused confusion, and we said that in that meeting. That was not our area of interest, and we had not asked the department to do that. We didn't ask the department, we didn't ask NAXA and SANACO to go and negotiate the relationship for them to work together and then decide on how the two structures form an apex body. That's not how an apex body is formed. We made that observation. And it is an observation that points to the weakness in the department to take shortcuts. That would then mean the department has to abandon that process. It's confusing, the whole issue. I'm glad that Deputy Minister, you're here. As much as it is not reflected in the minute that you are saying they should abandon, but that is the message that you need to carry back. That process actually confused what the committee wanted to achieve in that meeting. Because SANACO and NACSA came back to report about how they are working their relationship, whereas the committee was expecting them to present a report similar to the one that was presented by NACSA. And the main culprit in this case is Jeff Ndumo, who facilitated those negotiations. Then on page 7, again, on under recommendations, bullet number 2, line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the secretariat team formed by the RSA Cooperatives Alliance Group, and then instead of led by DSB, we should rather be on the same side and say led by a department which will be responsible for cooperatives after the election. Because if we say DSB and DSB doesn't exist after the election, then no one will take responsibility for having the summit.
Just want to add something in that second bullet that I think the committee also made the recommendation that international bodies be asked to participate in the summit. I think it should be noted.
I also remember that we said that the summit should be as inclusive as possible. And we even went to an extent of saying members who are serving in this committee, even if they are no longer in this committee, would be an important resource in that summit. We said that. So that they can be invited as former members of this portfolio committee, because it's the result of the work that was done by the portfolio committee. They are better informed by than any other person who will be in that summit. Okay. I also want us to paraphrase the closing remarks and on line 1, 2, 3, 4, the line that starts with cooperative summit, the content and outcome of the summit should ensure that the role of cooperatives in the whole economy is well understood. Because to me, there is a difference between is understandable than well understood. The content and the outcome of the summit should ensure, then we delete S on the ensures, that the role of cooperatives in the whole economy is well understood. Then we are short of a man. Is Baba gone? Huh? Oh, coming back. Okay, let us wait then for him to come back before we adopt. Let us then go to the minute of the 13th of March. Have you read or you want to read again? You're reading?